local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And welcome to the midweek Wednesday here at Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on your drive home, getting you caught up to speed on what's happening in our world today. We appreciate you making us a small part of your day and your afternoon drive home. If you have anything you want to let us know about, what's on your mind, anything on the roads, you can do that by texting 850-437-1620, traffic line 2626-111. Austin, how are you on this Wednesday?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Pretty good as well. Anything exciting to let the public know about today?
Not really. Going to dinner after work.
Where are we going?
Cheddar's.
I will be there.
Looking forward
to that.
All right. Awesome. How about you? What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, man.
I see we switched up visors. We've got an OSU visor today.
Yes, I have the Ohio State visor on today. I don't know what's come over me, but I am all of a sudden. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
My car is still not having AC because I'm lazy and not really lazy, but I just don't have a really good time to put the car in the shop because we got to have two cars. So I'm just like, well, you know, I just drive with my windows down. And so, yeah. But with the hat, I have terrible hat hair and it just flattens everything. And so I just like having the beautiful curls and the waves able to be free flowing. I don't have a flat head. And so, yes, I still get to represent my school. So went with Ohio State today, and I appreciate you noticing.
Oh, all right. I'm glad that you know, Florida, Ohio State, very diverse lineup here, yeah.
That's right. You are one to talk about diverse sports lineup, by the way, but we can have that conversation later on.
Yeah, you're correct. You're correct.
Looking at our top three stories today, J.D. Vance has the spotlight tonight. Donald Trump's running mate is headlining the speakers on day three of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Earlier today, he had his first campaign event as the VP nominee.
The guy who actually connects with working people in this country is not fake Scranton Joe. It's real President Donald Trump.
That was him appealing to me and you because he is a millennial and he's talking about the office. So the nation's first millennial party nominee is going to formally introduce himself to the voting public, touching on, we would assume, his humble beginnings, his journey to become Ohio senator and now VP nominee. Also, Congressman Matt Gaetz is on the scheduled list of speakers somewhere around the 6 to 6:30 our time range, so we should be able to hop in and listen to what he has to say. More coming up from our congressman after a bit of a testy exchange that he was having caught the cell phone attention and, of course, went viral on social media last night. You probably have heard about it by now, but if not, we'll have that for you here just a little bit shortly here. Iran, we touched on this yesterday, denying the accusations that it was plotting to kill Donald Trump. CNN reported that Trump had his security boosted weeks ago after authorities received intelligence about an alleged plot against him. Iran rejecting those, calling them unsubstantiated and malicious. And the Department of Homeland Security will investigate the security at Donald Trump's Pennsylvania rally. The agency posted a short notice saying the probe will evaluate the U.S. Secret Service's process for securing the campaign event. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will appear at a House hearing on Monday as the agency is facing intense scrutiny following the assassination attempt. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local news coming up after traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Several things to get into on the roads here, unfortunately, starting with Sorrento Road. If you're traveling southbound towards the intersection with Gulf Beach Highway, we've got very, very heavy backups there. And we've got a little bit if you're traveling northbound towards Gulf Beach Highway as well. Speaking of which, if you're traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway and southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, heading in that same general direction, we got some backups there. And on Gulf Beach Highway itself, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive has the backups already getting underway here earlier than usual this afternoon. Beyond that, it's going to be an accident report that we had on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be at the intersection with Fairpoint Drive, causing a little bit of backups going both north and south, but particularly if you're traveling southbound towards Fairpoint. Outside of that, it's just a little bit more with just typical congestion in some of these areas. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, and a little bit here and there on Highway 90, particularly if you are in front of Chili's and Target, that area down there in Pace.
The weather patterns continue to be a little bit unsettled, which means we have a little higher than normal rain chance over the next several days. That includes the weekend as well, so look out for scattered showers and thunderstorms to pop up really at about any time, day or night, but are most likely during the daytime hours. High temps are going to be up there as well, running between 90 and 95. The rain will help to cool things off. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Some local headlines of note here down the road in Okaloosa County. Deputies say a 20-year-old illegal immigrant is in custody accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl he didn't know. The alleged incident happened on April 21st. The victim told investigators that when she woke up, a Hispanic male was sexually assaulting her, covering her mouth with his hand and speaking Spanish. The suspect, identified as Kevin Escobar Munoz, is from Honduras and was previously deported 2 years ago. FDLE says they were able to identify Escobar Munoz thanks to a DNA match from the victim's sexual assault kit. Also, a Pensacola man now facing charges after being found with drugs after a traffic crash. Sheriff's office says that deputy saw a Dodge Durango driving recklessly just before crashing into another car at Beverly Parkway in Palafox. Deputies say 25-year-old Tremaine Presley attempted to run but was quickly apprehended. Presley reportedly had more than 200 grams of meth, a stolen handgun, and other narcotics on him at the time. All this week, you may have seen some of the hustle and bustle around Sacred Heart Hospital and the Ronald McDonald House. Pensacola police officers training for active shooter threats.
To get the officer stimulated, to get the adrenaline going, to get the heart rate up, and for him and her to be able to concentrate on what they're doing and to be able to eliminate that threat as fast as possible.
PPD's Mike Wood there. The simulation, they say, puts officers into high-stress environments where they have to identify the threat and eliminate it to keep everyone safe. Going viral last night, you may have seen this or at least heard about it, confrontation between Congressman Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy. It happened as Gaetz was attempting to interrupt McCarthy's interview with CNN.
One who's not coming back, and then the other part that you have, and the other part you have is one person who raised the issue. He's got an ethics complaint about paying sleeping with a 17-year-old. So that's the way they would go. So that's the biggest challenge we have.
We thought that the Republicans were just all unified in the aftermath of Saturday, but right. I guess not. Gaetz, the driving force behind McCarthy being removed as Speaker last year. Now McCarthy is said to be on the revenge tour, backing candidates against Gaetz and others that have voted to remove him. Again, Congressman Gaetz scheduled to speak at the convention during the 6 o'clock hour, so we'll try to bring his comments here. Coming up in just couple hours here. We'll take a break here at 419. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Rhode Island cast 19 votes.
Choosing the leader of our nation is more important than ever. It's important to you, so it's important to us. That's why Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay will be broadcasting live from the Republican National Convention. Hear the news first right here on News Radio Pensacola, direct from Milwaukee every morning. This RNC convention is poised to be one of the most important ever. Tune in each morning to hear Andrew McKay with all the newsmakers. Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing, Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, and DeFranco Gas Company.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barbary Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barbary Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barbary Plumbing in the business white pages. Barbary Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News, the Republican National Convention. That's right, in Milwaukee. I'm on location covering all of it, the speeches, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the pepper spray. That's right. You can be listening every morning. We're going to be doing reports and interviews about the convention and still covering all of the local news from Milwaukee. But that's right. At the RNC all week, the Pensacola Morning News, and you can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
You wired me awake and hit me with the hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm going to break.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:25. Yeah, four and five. Very difficult distinction to make there. Just about 4:25 here this afternoon. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at the traffic here, we did have some very heavy backups on Sorrento Road, traveling both north and southbound towards the intersection with Gulf Beach Highway. That is still the case there. Also have some heavy backups on Gulf Beach Highway itself, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and southbound towards Dog Track Road. Outside of those few particularly testy spots, we've got Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound approaching I-10, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, and still maybe a little bit on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound passing Target. Outside of those spots, though, there's not much holding you up.
Showers and thunderstorms will continue to pop up here and there over the next several days, and the same is true over the weekend. So rain chance does run a little on the high side here for the next several days at about 60 to 70%. High temps will run mainly in the low 90s, and of course those heat index values will be up in the triple digits. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Look at our state news now. Special counsel Jack Smith is appealing the dismissal of Donald Trump's federal case in Florida over his handling of classified documents. His team filed a notice of appeal well before the 30-day deadline. Judge Eileen Cannon tossed the case out on Monday. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta will review.
And a Jacksonville man who killed a Nassau County Sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to death. A jury voted 11-1 to recommend a death penalty for Patrick McDowell, who pleaded guilty to killing Deputy Joshua Moyers during a 2021 traffic stop. At his sentencing trial, McDowell read a letter asking the jury not to spare his life.
Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis is urging residents to check the state's unclaimed property database to see if they can be reunited with their cash or property. Patronis says the state returned more than $26 million in unclaimed property to Floridians in June alone. He adds that one in five Floridians has unclaimed property waiting to be claimed, with an average claim of $825. To search the database, go to fltreasurehunt.gov.
And Attorney General Ashley Moody warning Floridians about a rise in schemes involving sweepstakes. Today is National Lottery Day, which is why Moody wants residents to watch out for scammers trying to target victims with the promise of big winnings. She says that fraudsters are calling, emailing, and texting people about prize money. They will ask the victim to give their personal information and pay several fees before they can claim their reward.
Looking at national news, memorial service plans have been announced for the man who was killed in the Trump assassination attempt. Corey Comparator was shot to death at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania Saturday while shielding his family from the bullets. A public visitation is being held tomorrow, a private funeral service on Friday.
And we kind of touched on this yesterday, and now a very quick update here. California Governor Gavin Newsom is now being sued over the state's new gender identity law.
Parents across California are tired of Newsom's policies that are stripping their rights away piece by piece.
Newsom signed a law on Monday that banned schools from notifying parents if their child asks to change their name or pronouns. The Chino Valley Unified School District, however, claims parents have a right to know and is the first to file a lawsuit. The district is one of at least seven in the state that require teachers to essentially out transgender students. This law protects them if they refuse to do so.
The National Weather Service is confirming that nearly a dozen tornadoes hit parts of Illinois and Indiana on Monday night. The extreme weather resulted in widespread damage. Authorities in northwest Indiana say a woman in her 40s was killed after a tree fell on her home. Twisters were even reported at O'Hare and Midway airports.
And another high-level supporter of President Biden asking him to drop out of the 2024 race, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff told the LA Times that he has serious concerns if Biden can beat former President Trump. Meanwhile, reports say Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was among the Democrats that got the DNC to delay a virtual roll call officially nominating Biden for the 2024 ticket.
The NASDAQ posting its worst day since 2022. Dropping 2.5%. This comes as a Federal Reserve governor says it's getting closer to cutting interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 243 points to 41,198. S&P 500 down 78 to 55,88. And the NASDAQ dropped 512 to 17,996. Recapping the day's top stories today, J.D. Vance in the spotlight as the vice presidential pick. Headlines tonight's Republican National Convention. The first millennial party nominee formally introducing himself to the voting public. Iran denying the accusations that it was plotting to kill former President Trump, with CNN reporting yesterday that Trump had his security boosted weeks ago after authorities received intelligence about an alleged plot. Iran says they are unsubstantiated and malicious. And the Department of Homeland Security will investigate the security at Donald Trump's Pennsylvania rally. Agency posting a short notice saying the probe will evaluate the Secret Service's process for securing the event. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will appear at a House hearing on Monday. Coming up after the Fox News break, we'll check in with Bobby Rossi from Milwaukee, his first report of the afternoon, top sports notes as well, and much more still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
I'm Tom Graham. Special Counsel Jack Smith is appealing federal Judge Eileen Cannon's order dismissing the Florida classified documents case against Donald Trump.
Judge Cannon ruled earlier this week that Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. Smith is expected to also ask for an injunction to block the dismissal while the appeals court considers the case.
Fox's Jack Callahan, 20 Democratic lawmakers now calling for President Biden to step aside over concerns about his fitness. Congressman Adam Schiff becoming the latest today. A new AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows the president also has headwinds with voters.
65% of Democrats believe that Biden should withdraw. And curiously, the same poll showed 58% of Democrats think that Kamala Harris would make a good president, along with 20% of independents.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, America is listening to Fox News.
Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. U.S. stocks were lower today after comments yesterday from on chip, microchip makers from President Biden and former President Trump over fears in Taiwan and China that drove the NASDAQ composite to fall more than 510 points. The Dow Jones Industrial continued its record pace this week, up 243 points. The odds are steadily increasing that Coinbase Global will face a regulatory enforcement action over its accounting for crypto assets after the regulator acted against another company for the same practice. The Securities and Exchange Commission today published a comment letter to crypto miner Marathon Digital Holdings. A Las Vegas icon, the Mirage, is disappearing after 35 years to make way for Hard Rock's new Guitar Hotel. The latest turnover in Sin City marks a chapter for the destination, where gambling for tourists has taken a back seat to sports and entertainment. Oil futures were up for August. That's Your Money Now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. The investigative lip readers caught Jaylen Brown at Summer League saying he doesn't think Bronny James is a pro. Brown is entitled to his opinion, but I'm disappointed he walked it back on social media by tweeting that Bronny has all the tools around him to be successful, and he's looking forward to watching Bronny grow. Brown said what he said, and it's not a big deal. Not everyone has to be buddies and supportive in the NBA, and you should be able to say someone isn't a pro without feeling like you have to immediately walk it back. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, meet your friends downtown for another gallery night. This month's theme is Chalk Walk on Palafox. See gallerynightpensacola.org for more info. The Perdido Key Fishing Rodeo is Friday through Sunday. Weigh-ins are at 2 to 5 each day with raffle drawings and awards beginning at 5 at and around Entertainer Bait and Tackle on Perdido Key Drive. See perdidochamber.com for more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy. Now enrolling 4 and 5 year olds for kindergarten. You can register now, enrolling at pca.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we did have several spots of note earlier this hour, and a lot of them appear to still be lingering. If you're traveling northbound on Sorrento Road approaching Gulf Beach Highway, we do have some heavy backups in that area still. Same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98, and now Highway 98 itself, if you are traveling westbound towards Blue Angel. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive has not gotten any more mild. If anything, it has increased its backups in that area, so be on the lookout for that. Then it's going to be issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound approaching I-10. North Davis Highway traveling northbound passing Creighton Road and approaching I-10 as well. Also still have some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Fairpoint Drive. There was an accident report there earlier still causing some backups. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach and a bit further westbound as you approach Highway 87. But outside of those little spots here and there, there's not much holding you up at this time.
The weather patterns continue to be a little bit unsettled, which means we have a little higher than normal rain chance over the next several days. That includes the weekend as well, so look out for scattered showers and thunderstorms to pop up really at about any time, day or night, but are most likely during the daytime hours. High temps are going to be up there as well, running between 90 and 95. The rain will help to cool things off. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Just before we get to our sports headlines here, we'll check in with Bobby Rossi, live from Milwaukee.
Hey, I actually just barely left America Family Field. I always keep forgetting what it's called, America Family Field. This is where the Milwaukee Brewers, the Major League Baseball team, plays. There was the Southern States Fest that was going on here, where you had 18 different states, including Idaho and Delaware. I didn't realize they were southern states, but no, I think they were invited because they didn't have, or they asked if they could participate because they weren't big enough to have their own event. But Governor DeSantis spoke. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Brian Kemp from Georgia spoke. I don't remember the Oklahoma governor, but he spoke. And then after they spoke, Lee Greenwood took to the field and held a little concert. And after he was done, country artist, writer and musician Randy Houser ended up taking the field, and he played. And then they provided some food. The food was just amazing that they provided these delegates. We got invited in order to attend. Most media was not there, but nobody was there, just us. And because we got invited, so we're like, yeah, we'll go. And the food was amazing. Like, if you're a delegate or an alternate delegate, You get fed very well this whole thing. Like the breakfast that we did with Governor DeSantis this morning, a fantastic spread with Dutch babies and quiche and all kinds of like biscuits and gravy and everything like that. And then we come to this thing and we had bratwurst and we had pork belly with bourbon barbecue sauce on it, brisket mac and cheese. I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so full. So tonight, VIP day, or not VIP, VP day. So it's all about vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance. So we'll be headed to the arena here shortly, and we'll be giving you updates from there.
Austin, I don't know about you.
All right.
But it is 4:41. We are stuck here until 7.
Yes.
I probably could have gone without
the description of food.
The description of all of the eatins. Yeah. That the delegates have been getting today, and all the food that Bobby has stuffed himself with.
But yeah, I don't know if he. I don't know where the just informative, local, dependable ended and the rubbing it in began, but whatever.
Towards the very early part, I think.
Yeah.
After he said, "Hey, I'm Bobby," that's when that stopped. Yeah. So next commercial break, I think I'm putting in a DoorDash for something here.
All right.
We'll let you know. Austin, what's going on in sports today?
Well, we got some good local news that we'll kick things off with here about the Blue Wahoos, a big-time college baseball showcase coming to Blue Wahoo Stadium this fall. The team announced that on Saturday, October 12th, local fans will get a chance to see Florida State take on Auburn.
Being able to bring these two top-notch teams here, Florida State and Auburn, in college baseball, and being able to show our community great things and what they could end up being. You know, a young kid that would never get to travel all the way to Tallahassee or Auburn to see these teams, and right here in their backyard, they're going to be able to see them, and I just think it's such a great thing for our community.
That's Wahoo's team president, Jonathan Griffith, there. For now, pre-sale tickets are available to Wahoo season ticket holders before going on general sale on August 1st. Griffith says that tickets will be starting at $15. Also, the Open Championship getting underway bright and early tomorrow morning. The last major of the year is taking place at Royal Troon Golf Club in Scotland. Scottie Scheffler is the betting favorite, the first time since Tiger Woods in 2013 that the same golfer has been favored in all four majors in a calendar year. So if you had forgotten over the past few days, yes, Scottie Scheffler is still pretty darn good at golf.
Yeah. The Open, honestly, one of my favorite sporting events for television because of just how early it's on.
Right.
You know, if you're up early, you just can't sleep. It's like 4 or 5 a.m. You can turn it on and you can watch, the Royal Open. I love the Lynx style golf. You know, it's kind of like being thrown into a different century there. The weather is usually pretty bad for at least one or two of the days where, you know, like if they're like right on the coast of the North Sea or something like that. And
right.
They've all got their windbreakers with the rain just coming sideways at them. good television event there.
Oh, absolutely. And the American League is the winner of last night's All-Star game, coming from behind to beat the National League 5-3. Red Sox outfielder Jarren Duran broke a 3-3 tie in the bottom of the fifth with a two-run home run. So congrats AL representing there. The WNBA inking a new media rights deal. The Athletic reporting that the league is set to receive around $2.2 billion over the next 11 years in rights fees from its new deals. That means that the WNBA will be bringing in an average of $200 million per season and will be able to make as much as six times the amount of its current contracts. The national media rights agreements are all with ESPN, NBC, and Amazon. So great news for the league there. And lastly here, sticking with basketball, Washington Wizards rookie and second overall pick Alex Sarr turned heads for all the wrong reasons last night. He shot over 15 from the field en route to a loss against the Portland Trailblazers. According to ESPN, it was the most field goal attempts by a player without a make in a summer league game since at least 2017. And if it had been a regular season game, his 15 attempts without a field goal would be tied for the second most in NBA history. Look, he's a rookie. It's the summer league. Nobody cares. He'll obviously develop. I know people had concerns. I want to say it was Victor Wembanyama's first summer league game. He didn't do so hot. And people were like thinking, uh-oh, bust alert. And he wasn't he just rookie of the year? I think.
I don't know that anybody was saying bust alert for Victor Wembanyama.
I did. For a moment, there was. Because that's the thing. People were like, okay, could you just be kind of poo-pooing on this guy because you set the standard so high for him that it was impossible. People were saying, like, Tim Duncan pass of the torch here. And it's like, okay. And now when he doesn't play like Tim Duncan, people are, People are now criticizing him and saying, whoa, 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 time out. What's going on? It's like, just let the guy develop. He's like 17, right?
Okay, but like 0 for 15 is...
That's rough. Don't get me wrong. That's rough.
Yeah, but people are saying the same about Bronny, that he's just like not an NBA player. And
Bronny. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it's that one's not as much of a surprise.
The point is that the summer league is much more about what players aren't doing than what they are doing right now.
I mean, and hey, just remember this, Alex, and you know any other kid out there who's feeling down on their luck. Peyton Manning, I believe, still holds the record for most picks thrown by a rookie.
He does.
And look at the career he ended up having. All right. Yeah. Anyway, just past 4:45 here. You're welcome for that inspiration, Joe. Just past 4:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some pretty serious backups on Sorrento Road traveling northbound towards Gulf Beach Highway. Same could be said for Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and a lot on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Beyond that, it's going to be the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. And we now have an accident report on North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards I-10, we got backups pushing you back to Creighton Road there. Beyond that, it's going to be another accident report on Fairfield Drive. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That's causing backups all the way to I-110. Gulf Breeze Parkway has a little bit if you're traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway has a lot if you're traveling westbound passing Winhaven Beach. And we've got some pretty heavy backups on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather patterns continue to be a little bit unsettled, which means we have a little higher than normal rain chance over the next several days. That includes the weekend as well, so look out for scattered showers and thunderstorms to pop up really at about any time, day or night, but are most likely during the daytime hours. High temps are going to be up there as well, running between 90 and 95. The rain will help to cool things off. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Prime Day in its final day, the two-day event, boasts numerous deals offered by Amazon. Adobe Analytics estimates consumers will spend around $14 billion this year, more than 10% increase from last year.
And Elon Musk plans to relocate two of his companies from California to Texas. He's pointing to a new California law that bans schools from telling parents if their child starts using different pronouns in class. Musk posted on X that he warned Governor Gavin Newsom that laws like this would force families and companies to leave the state, in his words, quote, to protect their children. Musk said Tuesday that he would move both X, his social media platform, and SpaceX as a result.
Might be the middle of the summer, but for Home Depot, it's more like October 31st. Starting tomorrow, the retail chain will be unveiling its 2024 Halloween decorations. Yes, it's that time of year. Halloween is big business. According to the National Retail Federation, last year we spent over $12 billion on Halloween, a 50% increase from 2020. Pop culture notes, awesome. What's going on there?
Well, Madonna has resumed working on her new biopic. The pop star has been working on a script for the movie since 2020, but put a hold on the film's production last year so she could go on tour. On Tuesday, Madonna shared on Instagram that she was now working on the script again. One of the photos she posted shows the film is now called Who's That Girl, after her 1987 movie of the same name. She will direct the film herself, with Ozark actress Julia Garner playing the lead.
End of an era on the Las Vegas Strip as the Mirage closing its doors forever. The Mirage opened in 1989, shut down its casino floor this morning. The property named the Oasis in the Desert will be transformed into the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Las Vegas, with a guitar-shaped hotel tower that's tentatively scheduled to open in 2027.
And Twisters is expected to do damage at the box office. The standalone sequel to 1996's Twister is expected to make between $50 and $55 million in its debut weekend. The film stars Daisy Edgar Jones, Glenn Powell, and Anthony Ramos, as storm chasers dealing with historic tornadoes in Oklahoma. It's already earned $11.5 million overseas.
I love how much you hate my attempts at dadisms in our scripts.
Oh, so you put that one in there.
That
is a dad joke, by the way.
Bruce Springsteen is making his first ever appearance on the country music charts. The rock icon is featured on Zach Bryan's song Sandpaper, which debuted at number 26 on the country song charts. In addition, the song has put Springsteen back on the Hot 100 music chart for the first time in 15 years.
Very nice. And the highly acclaimed FX freshman series Shogun is among the shows receiving an Emmy nomination for Best Drama Series. Other nominees include Amazon's Fallout and Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Netflix's Three Body Problem. Rounding out the field are The Crown from Netflix, Slow Horses, The Morning Show, and HBO's The Gilded Age. 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break when we return. One last rundown of our top three stories, followed by wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
New Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, a little bit early to 4:55 here, but there's a reason for that, I assure you. If you are made overwhelmed by lengthy traffic reports, prepare to be slightly lightheaded, at least passing out at worst. We've got a lot to cover here. Multiple traffic updates, starting with Fairfield Drive. We've got a couple of accidents reported in that area. If you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we do still have backups developing over there. Same with North Davis Highway. We had an accident report in that area also. That's going to be giving you trouble if you're traveling northbound, passing Creighton Road and approaching I-10. We also have heavy backups on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. A little bit here developing on what road is this? This is going to be Michigan Avenue where it meets Softly Field Road. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Also have some backups on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And speaking of Palafox Street, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, we've got backups over there as well. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Highway 98, still giving us some problems at this time. Same with Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That is going to be backing you up to Navy Boulevard at this point. And then it's going to be Sorrento Road, traveling northbound towards Gulf Beach Highway, still very heavily backed up there. And that's just in Pensacola. Beyond that, we've got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway still if you're traveling northbound towards Fairpoint Drive. The backups there aren't too severe, but we did have an accident report in that area that was causing some issues. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit further westbound as you approach Highway 87. And then it's going to be Highway 90 if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather patterns continue to be a little bit unsettled, which means we have a little higher than normal rain chance over the next several days. That includes the weekend as well, so look out for scattered showers and thunderstorms to pop up really at about any time, day or night, but are most likely during the daytime hours. High temps are going to be up there as well, running between 90 and 95. The rain will help to cool things off. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Quick recap. recapping of our top three stories today, all eyes on J.D. Vance as he steps into the national spotlight for the first time as the vice presidential hopeful, the nation's first millennial party nominee. Will introduce himself to the voting public tonight in primetime, the national convention. Iran denying the accusations that it was plotting to kill former President Trump, calling the allegations unsubstantiated and malicious. And the Department of Homeland Security will investigate the security at Donald Trump's rally on Saturday, the agency posting a notice saying the probe will evaluate the U.S. Secret Service's process for securing the event. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will appear at a House hearing on Monday as well. Taking a look at some wackier stories and good news making the rounds today. A pair of Orleans Parish jail guards, Austin, had an interesting way of trying to smuggle drugs into prison.
Okay.
The jail guards were busted for a creative plan. A former deputy also under arrest, as is an inmate who was involved in the scheme. Investigators say they hollowed out ballpoint pens to hide the narcotics inside.
That's clever.
Creative, yes.
Yeah, it does show that really, if you want something bad enough, you'll do really whatever it takes. It really shows just the limits of human ingenuity, I suppose. And we got some good news here. A 9-year-old boy named Rivers found a lost wedding ring while looking for shark teeth in South Carolina. He showed it to his dad, and they went online and tried to figure out who it belonged to. It turns out it was lost a year ago when a woman accidentally dropped it while wading in the water during a boating trip. Oh, gosh, how terrible. Her and her husband said that they had all lost hope of it ever being found, and they were thrilled that Rivers discovered it and returned it.
You know, if there is a 9-year-old kid who would go find a wedding ring in a river, I'd put good money on it that their name was something like Rivers.
Yeah, the name of the body of water is a great start. You are correct.
A smartwatch helped save a 49-year-old swimmer's life after he got stuck in rough ocean waters in Australia. Last weekend, Rick Shearman used the emergency function on his Apple Watch Ultra as he was struggling to tread water. As an experienced swimmer and surfer, he knew not to fight the ocean, so he let the current take him back beyond the breakers to look for a channel into shore. Ended up being close to a mile out and was able to stay on the line for about an hour, directing emergency crews to his location. Ended up being whisked away by a rescue helicopter.
Wow. Okay, I mean, congrats to Shearman there. I mean, because I noticed the part about experienced swimmer and surfer. He knew not to fight the ocean. Dude, he had to stay calm and let the current take him. I would have panicked, flailed, and subsequently drowned. Lastly here.
If you ever made it out to the beach.
Well, yes. If I ever had the inkling of desire to get out there. I will say this, though. While I don't know the details of, like, okay, when to fight current, when to not, whatever, you're not going to see me out deep in the water or anything like that. You're just not going to see me doing that. My grandma used to say, well, she still says it, if God wanted me to fly, he'd have given me wings. Yeah, if God wanted me in the water, he would have given me gills. And last I checked, I don't have them. Could AI be used to prevent collisions between vehicles and deer? Two seniors at a high school in Virginia have been hard at work on a device that could steer deer away from cars, and they've received $15,000 in a grant to develop it. The system would recognize vehicles and deer through computer vision and then send out pulses and biosound to turn the deer away.
Okay.
I'd really be interested to see if that works consistently.
Yeah, I'm... So the system would recognize vehicles and deer through computer vision and then send out pulses. So I guess there are just like a bunch of sensors up and down roadways, I guess, that just kind of pulsate sounds and whatever,
You would think the thing barreling down the road making a lot of noise and blinding you would have the deer panic, but they just stand there. I mean, yeah. I don't know, but I'm not a deer. I mean...
You're not a deer, and you're not an ocean creature, so thank you for that insight.
I'm a human. Let's quit narrowing it down and just get the answer out.